two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five,
six, seven,
nine,
11. Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Dang!
Hello!
What an intense show we had this morning. This is Thursday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. We just finished our live show, and now we're doing the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting around the elongated penis table. We've got Gandhi.
What up?
They're scary. What's who that? Is butt hurt over something. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm not butt
hurt.
And there's Brody.
The cause of it.
The hurter of the butt.
And there's Garrett, who's here just in time to hear the butt hurt story. Oh, and in walks Sam. Producer Sam's walking in.
Hi, Sam.
Now she's walking out.
She doesn't
want to be part of the podcast.
You know what I just realized?
Fine, F you. And then Danielle just realized something.
Gandhi and I are the balls of the penis table.
We kind of are. I'm at the base. I'm at the balls, and you're at the base of the penis. Table.
No, you're Elvis, you're at the banus.
I'm the banus.
You're the banus.
The banus, the balls, and then y'all.
And Garrett and Brody are sharing the tip of the penis table.
The girls would be the foliage if the penis table had foliage.
There's an entire story about the penis table in my new book.
Oh. Did you do that on purpose?
I think you
Wait
did.
A minute. The penis table's in the book, but we got cut out?
Yes.
Damn it.
The penis table made it.
I should have been a counter.
So, as Elvis just described, we have a penis-shaped desk here in the studio.
Yeah.
Did they show you blueprints of what this would look like?
No.
Yes, they did.
No, 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 no.
I knew what he was doing.
No, I had a totally different layout for the studio,
right.
And they ignored all of it.
Oh.
So someone else went on their own and goes, I think this will look good.
I had a big round table with a big hole in the middle. And then in that hole would have been cameras that would have gone around and caught everyone, like straight on. It was really a unique, wonderful design.
Right.
And so I said, okay, do it. And they said, oh, you got it. So I came to work when they were finished with the table, and it was a big, long penis table.
Okay.
Are you trying to convince this room that you originally wanted a round thing with a hole in the middle?
Yes.
And ended up with a penis table, and you didn't decide that?
I did not decide it was decided for me.
Okay.
All right, so yes, you're about to say something, Gandhi.
Well, I was just saying, speaking of penises.
Oh,
scary
it's
being butthurt.
The girls have been sending nude shots to their significant others.
Yes, we have.
Oh, really? Okay, so wait, Daniel, you just took a picture of your what and sent it to your husband?
I took my tank top and I pulled it forward and I took a shot down my shirt and I said, Happy Valentine's Day, and I sent it over to him.
And Gandhi, you sent out a nude photo of yourself here in the room?
Well, no, it wasn't here in the room. It was before where I had a full-length mirror. Because if you're going to send the good parts, you got to send them all.
It's a good picture.
Yeah, and then I showed Danielle, and then other people were like, I don't get to see it.
That was me.
Just for Danielle.
Hello.
Calm down.
I wanted to see it.
Calm down. Call HR.
No, I don't want to harass you visually with things. That's not okay. I can harass Danielle. She showed me her boobs, so then I showed her mine, and then I showed her my boobs.
So I tell you what, the conversation was going on. Everyone was so excited about looking at each other's private parts, and then someone said, I want to see it, and then someone else said, me too. And then we heard the words me too. We're like,
right,
no.
That was it. Forget
and I broke my phone immediately.
After Danielle hit send, she went, oh my God.
Oh yeah, because here's the thing. So you know I'm having a problem with my Apple phone. So
your kids did not get it.
No. So my husband's phone number is just the number right now. There's no name. And for a moment I went, did I send it to,
because
I thought I sent it to my dad, because my dad and I are talking because my dad has been sick the last couple of days and I was asking him how he was, and he was the last person I texted.
So you sent your booby shot to your dad?
I sent it to the right person. My husband got it. I
hate to interrupt this. So it's all happy and all is well that ends well?
Yeah.
Okay, so Josh, come here.
Wow, this is Chief Engineer Josh.
No, come here.
A rare sighting.
He's the one who designed the room. Let's ask him why it's in the shape of a penis.
He's never here. This is great.
This is such a coincidence.
By the way, he's the vice president of engineering for the world at iHeartRadio. Right, we're doing our podcast, but we have a question for you. Since you were such an instrumental part of the design of the studio.
Oh, boy.
I originally designed a studio that with a round table with a hole in the middle so you could put a camera in. But when we came back to a new studio, it was in the shape of a penis.
Yeah, why did you give us a penis?
How did my show end up with a penis table? Do you care to comment?
I mean, there's so many different ways that I can answer that and really be snarky
and get in
trouble.
Well, that's the one we want.
Yep.
You thought it would turn me on? Let's get the gay guy who wrote the show a penis table.
Did you really? When when you drew the plans out, did you really not see that it looked like a penis?
It looks like a penis.
You totally saw that.
I totally saw that.
I mean, how could you not see that?
This is why he's the head engineer.
All right. I mean,
I mean, what you saw was after, I was like, we got to do something about the nutsack. It was a little big.
And guess who's sitting at the nutsack?
Now, when all the engineers were in the room.
You're at the base.
I'm sitting at the base and the nutsack.
Everybody else is on the shaft.
Well, technically, you're at the top.
What's Gary? You're interrupting our flow. What?
When an engineers were like hanging around, hammering stuff out in the room,
banging,
putting this stuff together, what did you say, like, wait till Elvis gets a load of this? I mean, did you guys joke about it out loud?
No.
Did someone go, hey, you know, by the way, did you notice that Elvis's studio has a desk that's shaped like a penis?
It was, but, you know, being engineers, we look at things practically. Mm-hmm. And there was a
practically a penis.
There was a design criteria. There were needs. And
I've got needs, all right.
We all do. That best reflected those needs.
Oh, thank you. The morning guy needs a penis. So we're going to give him a penis.
Elvis needed a round table, and you shafted him on it.
Anyway, I was reaching for something like that, but you're always much faster than me.
If you're reaching for something, he's over there by the balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president of engineering for all of iHeart, the one and only Josh.
Thank you.
If you would like a penis table for your house, he moonlights on the weekends. What's that, Garrett?
I want to know, do they joke around that it's your penis? Because obviously you're the head of the desk.
Well, if I'm at the head of the penis, I'm at the wrong end.
No.
I should be where you are.
Because if it's your penis,
right.
this would be your penis.
Oh, that's right. If I stand up like this, you're sitting at the end of my penis.
So do you joke that this is Elvis's penis?
No. You don't get that personal.
You should put your hands on your hips if you're going to stand there with a penis that size.
You know, everything lights up in red, so these are like the bumps on the penis.
It's like an irritated penis. All right, enough of that. Thank you, Josh. Fabulous, everyone. Josh.
Bye, Josh.
The engineer that gave us the penis table.
Irritated penis.
Hey, so you're talking earlier about sending your pictures of your boobs to each other?
Yes.
So I was at a party the other night, and my friends Mikey and Richie said, we just went to a wonderful party full of lesbians. Here's what they did.
Okay.
So all these lesbians, they're all best friends. They've known each other for years. I'm sure they're all very close. Each one of them went into the bathroom and took a close up of their boobs.
Okay.
And then they actually printed them out on their Instax camera.
Yeah.
And put them all out on the table, and everyone had to try to guess whose boobs were whose.
Oh.
It was like name that boob.
That's a fun game.
I smell a game for tomorrow.
I know.
Mine are a little identifiable.
But here's the thing: we have mostly guys. I'm thinking, well,
yeah, I
every guy has to go to the bathroom, take a picture of his
yes,
schlong.
Let's name the nipples.
His dong.
I have.
We name the penis.
Name the dong.
I have asked for this game, Gandhi, for years. I have said, I guarantee I could pick out half of them. Go and take pictures and line them up.
I think we should test your skills.
Right? Let's go tomorrow.
So far we're talking about breasts and penises.
Tomorrow's show is going to be great.
Important body parts.
By the way, the hip-hop station has the same counter, but it's much bigger.
Hey-o.
Oh.
I don't understand what that means.
They just ordered a bigger one, that's all.
Okay, just wondering. All right, so...
Now, why is Scary pissed off?
Oh, no, I'm not pissed.
He lives his life all...
I got a lot going on today. I have a lot.
Well, do you care to share?
Yeah, I mean... All right, so I have to do my due diligence and do the Valentine's Day thing. So I'm going out to dinner and then a show.
Wow, it's and then we that have, much effort.
We have gift opening session. Before that, I have to go and pack for 11 days because tomorrow morning I got to wheel a suitcase in here and head out because I'm going to Cancun.
Oh my God, you poor bastard.
Gosh, you have such a hard life.
Poor people problems.
I also have to do a Brooklyn Boys podcast with this guy over here who says, all right, let's get started right after the show. And then 1 o'clock he comes to me and says, let's start recording.
Oh,
all next week you'll be in Cancun. And then on Saturday, I'll meet you at the Drag Brunch in Fort Lauderdale at the Ritz-Carlton.
I cannot wait. Are there still tickets available for that?
Oh, yeah, there are available. Just do a search for... South Beach Wine and Food Festival Drag Brunch.
Yeah, so halfway through my trip to Cancun, I'm going to go to Miami because the South Beach Wine and Food Festival is going on. And now I heard that it's extended to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah,
they
have events all the way up to Palm Beach.
Are we supposed to feel bad for you?
Can we start a GoFundMe for Skiri? He's really got it bad.
Stressed over the amount of stuff?
I have a lot to do in a little bit of time, and I don't being on a time crunch.
I've got to get to Cancun, and then I've got to get to the Drag Brunch.
I have to
open my Valentine's presents.
No, you call it a session. We have a Valentine's.
Yeah, you have a session.
Session.
No, but don't you understand? Don't you ever have so much to do in a day?
Yes, yesterday and the day before.
Yeah.
It's just
try coming home to 2 children every day and having to do that on top of everything else.
And then I got
to
clean my apartment. I got to do the dishes.
You have a cleaning lady.
You have a maid.
No, she doesn't come once every two weeks.
Cleaning lady.
No, I have somebody who tidies up once every 2 weeks.
Marie Kondo.
I don't know if maid.
Yes, you don't say that anymore.
It's like calling
maid.
A flight attendant a stewardess. You just don't do that.
Yeah, no, I guess not.
Anyway, back to you.
Not.
I got a lot of.
What would you say then?
Oh, here's
house cleaner, housekeeper.
I got to tell
you. What's your biggest problem?
Okay, I have. Fresh produce, fruits and vegetables that are going to go bad because they're not going to be. I'm going to be gone for 11 days. Can I bring in my tomatoes tomorrow?
Yes.
They still have vine attached to them.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to do a staycation and do some stuff with my kids.
Bring them to Danielle. Hello, Gandhi, yes. You're so quiet because we talk too much. This is one thing you needed to know before you came to join our show several months ago. You got to fight for your right to talk in this room.
Yeah. So we've had this conversation before, but I just can't do it. Once everybody starts yelling, I'm just listening and hearing what's going on.
It's not right,
and silently judging in my head.
You have the funniest stuff to say, and we never hear it because everyone else is like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, thanks. No, I don't have any produce or anything to bring in. And I'm not stressed out about this awesome vacation week we're about to have. I'm very happy. Everything's good.
Show us your tomatoes.
I'll show you some pics.
What are you doing for vacation? Do you care to share?
I do care to share. I'm doing Kesha's Weird and Wonderful Rainbow Cruise.
Talk about it.
Kesha. Norwegian hooked it up, so we're gonna go to the Bahamas, and there's tons of really cool stuff on the ship. There're gonna be drag queens, there's dirty karaoke, dirty bingo, Kesha in general, and I get to take one of my best friends in the whole world, which is making me super happy because I missed her wedding, mm-hmm. and it was awful, and she cried about it when I missed it, so this is my makeup to her.
When do you guys depart?
Sunday.
On Sunday?
Yes.
Are there still... I mean, and this is so last minute, this podcast, but are there still ways to get on the Kesha cruise?
There are a couple places, spots available still. Not mm-hmm. a lot, but you can still grab some if you want to.
Go to ncl.com and do a Google for it.
Yes, come party with us.
It's Kesha cruise. I love that.
I know, I can't wait. And I'm not stressed about the packing.
Wait, is Kesha going to be there?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I saw her post something on her Instagram the other day, and I was like, ooh, maybe I should DM her, like, hey, cruise buddy, what's going on?
Oh, my God, you're using your Gandhi voice.
Yeah. Hey, cruise buddy.
Did you guys know this is the last podcast before our vacation? So.
Oh. Are you stressed about that, too?
Oh, you don't want to stress out? Normally, you like us to lie and don't tell people we're on vacation, Scary.
Oh, that's... I'm just saying.
Why would you do that?
He does. He's like, we're going to make it seem like it's flawless.
People know when we're on vacation. Daniel, they hear the same old crap they've heard before.
And the ratings go up.
Look how stressed he is. Look at his face. He's so stressed.
No, by the way, yeah, that is something Garrett they just said is so true. When we're on vacation for 2 weeks during the holidays and stuff, the ratings go up.
What?
Oh. We're worth more dead than alive.
Uh-oh. We shouldn't tell people this.
No.
And we have so many years of shows in the can, we could basically be fired now, and they could run those for the next 5 years.
Do they have the rights to do that?
They do.
I feel like they do.
Wow. They do.
Wow.
Interesting.
They do.
All I can think about right now is if we had to kill someone in the room, who would it be?
Danielle.
Oh, no!
I'm
that
sorry.
Was quick.
I didn't think about that.
Really? After all these years?
No, I would kill Scary.
Okay.
Why would you kill
He's
me?
He's got years, too.
That's another thing for him to stress about.
Yeah. But don't worry, he'll wait till after your 11-day vacation.
I would not. There's no one. Why would you ask that question? There's no one in here.
I just always think it when I'm in a group of people. Like, if we were to get stranded on a desert island, who am I going to eat? Well, I like to decide that.
Well, then, okay, don't. Okay.
If that's easy. You eat Scary. You want to know why?
Why?
Look at his calf muscles. There's so much meat on those bones, it'll keep you going for days.
You've thought about that, too.
Look at the calves.
You have to like garlic, though.
I mean, they have more meat than real calves.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think I've ever seen your calves.
Plus, I eat a lot of pineapple, so I'm sweet.
Why are calves so meaty?
It's like Popeye. Look,
here's the thing about that question Gandhi asked. We would never be able to find Gandhi because I stood in the studio for almost 2 hours one day just recording stuff for our show. She was hiding in the corner the entire time.
She's a salamander.
Like a lamp?
Yeah, like a... Yes. Yeah, she had a coat over her head, didn't say a word.
Wait, hold on.
Back up. Yes. What? You were standing in a corner of the studio with a coat over your head?
Yeah, right. There was a little suitcase over there. There was a tiny little spot for me to tuck myself into. And all I wanted to do was terrorize Scary and Brody. Brody and Scary, whatever. Right. And they were supposed to come in and do the podcast. Like Scary said, they were supposed to be in at 11:30. 12:15, 12:30, Garrett rolls in and he's talking to someone. And then finally I was just like, Garrett, I'm here. Don't worry about it.
He scared the crap out of me.
She had sat in the corner with a coat on her head for an hour.
The length that she went through for a joke.
I know, but that sounds so relaxing.
Well, my legs fell asleep after 15 minutes. I couldn't move. So it was really involuntary.
I'd help her up.
Yeah.
You were so weird.
Garrett was like, you were really committed to this. I'm like, I was. Now I'm dying.
We'd never find her on the
well,
island.
Well, if we had to eat someone, I would eat Gandhi because I love Indian.
Yeah!
Well, hurry in a hurry. I wouldn't eat Gary, sugar free.
Oh. 15-minute morning show.